In the news, Lieutenant Governor Janice McGeehan is still asking taxpayers to foot her legal bills in a lawsuit she lost last year after she refused to release public records. In 2021, McGeehan's office balked at releasing unredacted copies of thousands of comments it received related to her Education Indoctrination Task Force. A judge sided with the Idaho Press Club, saying her office acted in bad faith and that the exemptions it cited were so irrelevant that her team maybe have blindly been selected at random. During a budget meeting Wednesday, McGeehan said she didn't want commenters to be doxxed, meaning having their identities and personal information released on the internet. McGeehan said she and her businesses have faced harassment after her information was spread online.
So it's not a pleasant experience, and our whole effort was to protect the identity of the Idahoans who were submitting these comments.
McGeehan is asking lawmakers to pay $29,000 for a private lawyer who defended her in the case. If that request is turned down, McGeehan says she'll have to reduce staffing hours and constituent services without the money. Lawmakers will consider that request later this spring. Closer to home, Life Flight Network is opening a new critical care base in Coeur d'Alene. This will come with a helicopter, flight nurses, medics, mechanics, and a plot to help carry patients and other critical life-saving equipment. LifeLight said the expansion will help hospitals as well as first responders in the area. That's the news. I'm Jeff McLean.